After Democrats won some elections this week, at least one candidate is thanking God. Governor-elect Tim Kaine of Virginia openly discussed his Catholic faith during the campaign. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports on what the Democrats are now trying to learn.
The victory speech came earlier than anyone had expected for Tim Kaine, the Democrat who will be governor of the very Republican state of Virginia.
We proved that faith in God is a value for all and that we can all share regardless of our partisan label.
Kaine was an unusual candidate. He opposes the death penalty in a state that favors it, and he opposes abortion in a party that supports it. And throughout his campaign, God was central to his message, as he told NPR's Robert Siegel before the election.
Politicians all the time tell people who they are. Here's my hobby. I'm married. I got kids. Here's what I do as a profession. And I feel like if we're going to share those things, why not share the thing that's the most important?
In fact, Kaine bought time on Christian radio to tell his story.
I'm Tim Kaine. I'm running for governor, and I'd like to tell you about myself. My family and Christian faith are the core values that guide me.
Kaine did not stress typically Republican hot-button issues like abortion and gay marriage. Instead, he spoke about how his beliefs informed his politics in other ways.
As a young man, I served for a year as a Christian missionary, teaching religion, carpentry, and welding to poor children in Honduras.
A Democrat on Christian radio. Sean Casey says placing that ad took courage. Casey teaches politics and religion at Wesley Theological Seminary.
I was stunned. I thought it was brilliant. Not because it was manipulative, but in fact, here was a Democrat who was actually going into an explicitly evangelical Christian audience, a Roman Catholic Democrat, and finding a language that spoke authentically about his experience that had some resonance in that community.
Indeed, Democratic officials say Kaine's campaign was a pilot program. The Democratic National Committee gave him people and resources to work solely on outreach to religious groups. Howard Dean, the chairman of the DNC, said this week that Democrats can expect to see more of this.
As we turn our eyes towards 2006, when we have a lot of governors up and a lot of senators and congresspeople, we want to duplicate what we did last night. We want, like Tim Kaine, to be talking about our faith. If we're not comfortable talking about our faith, then talking about our moral values.
Morality has been on every Democrat's mind since the day after the 2004 election, when they awakened to find that majorities of traditional Catholic, Protestant, and other religious people had voted Republican. John Kerry, a Catholic, could not even carry Catholics. They realized they could no longer cede the religious vote to Republicans, who seemed to own the territory after spending decades and untold millions of dollars courting the faithful. So now, every month, dozens of Democratic politicians attend so-called faith working groups in the House and Senate, learning how they can cast their issues as moral values, whether it's the environment or the treatment of prisoners or a budget that cuts programs for the poor to pay for hurricane relief. It's common these days to hear conference calls like this one, where Democratic Congressman David Price, reporters from North Carolina, and a liberal evangelical minister, Jim Wallace, discussed the budget.
It's wrong for the most vulnerable among us and wrong for our country. So this is a very important day of reckoning. And with that, let me turn to Jim Wallace.
Well, David, thank you. It's good to be here and to hear your colleagues. You just said this is a day of reckoning. The religious community has been saying very strongly for a long time now, budgets are moral documents.
Wallace heads Sojourners magazine and wrote God's Politics, which argues that Jesus was far more concerned with poverty than, say, abortion or homosexuality. Wallace says he's encouraged by the Democrats' interest in faith, but he says it will take a lot more than rhetoric.
If the Republicans have been too controlled by a handful of religious fundamentalists, the Democrats have been too controlled by a handful of secular fundamentalists. People who have a disdain, suspicion for spirituality, for faith, for people of faith.
Polls seem to confirm that. A Pew Forum poll this summer found that only 29% of the public considered the Democratic Party friendly toward religion. Bad news, since a Democrat's own poll in April found that almost half of Americans say their religious beliefs are the largest influence when they cast their ballots. Carl Agnew, a consultant for Democracy Corps, conducted 8 focus groups this summer for the Democratic Party. He talked with rural voters and disaffected Bush voters. What he heard shocked him. People were unhappy with the president and Republican leaders, but the Democrats did not benefit.
They saw Democrats anywhere from ambivalent to values and to faith, all the way to anti-religious. And they couldn't offer a lot of examples for why they saw Democrats that way. It was more a sense that Democrats don't talk about this, and so the right has been able to define the debate, and Democrats and the left in general have not engaged.
Because the Democratic Party has such a large tent, more popular with Jews and Muslims and liberal Christians and atheists, Democrats often shy away from God talk for fear of offending someone in their base. Some operatives grumble that Democratic leaders are far more secular than the people they represent, including the man leading the charge for faith, DNC Chairman Howard Dean. Take, for example, this informal meeting in June Dean had with minority leaders and journalists who scribbled notes next to a handheld tape recorder.
The Republicans are not very friendly to different kinds of people.
They're a pretty monolithic party, he said. Republicans behave the same, and he said they all look the same.
You know, it's pretty much a white Christian party.
From a strictly factual point of view, he's right.
John Green is a senior fellow at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life.
But of course, white Christians of various kinds are a majority of the voters in the United States, and if Democrats want to win national elections, they'll have to do better among that large and diverse group.
Green says insulting moderate Christians, nearly a quarter of the population, is not the way to court them. And yet he and others say with the president's popularity at an all-time low, the Democrats have an opportunity to begin wooing the values vote. DNC Chairman Dean noted this week that many voters care about values other than abortion and homosexuality, and he said those people are welcome in the Democratic Party.
We are the party of moral values. We are the party who is altruistic. We have nothing to be ashamed of in terms of our moral values. In fact, it's our advantage, not our disadvantage, and I think Tim Kaine's victory was very helpful in proving that.
And no doubt other Democrats with national ambitions have noted the power of faith, from Hillary Rodham Clinton to John Kerry to John Edwards. But even optimists say the Democratic Party cannot remake its image overnight. It took years to lose the faithful, and it could take years to win them back. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.